Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now for his weekly visit, Nick Kostos, Radio.com sports betting insider, host of You Better You Bet. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night, the Radio.com app and website. Nick, getting back on the horse. We pulled you back into the Chiefs last week. While he didn't hit the over, they did certainly cover things against the Raiders.
Oh, that was great. And it's great to be on with you guys and the great people of Kansas City, the great fans of the Kansas City Chiefs. We, and I do include myself among the ranks at this point, got the job done this past Sunday. Patrick Mahomes doing his best Doug Williams impersonation in Super Bowl 23. Broncos up 10-0 in that game. 5 touchdowns in the second quarter. Game over, Super Bowl over, bet over. Patrick Mahomes, 4 touchdowns in that second quarter. Really could have been 5 or 6. A couple called back due to penalty. Just an insane performance by the reigning MVP, perhaps the soon-to-be MVP. I love being on the Kansas City Chiefs bandwagon last week. And guys, I think I may have to hop on it again this Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, why wouldn't you hop on it now, man? These guys put up points like it's going out of style. I think the Ravens right now are a little question mark because of who they beat in the first 2 weeks of the season. I love the Chiefs in this game. I think it'll be close, but I think the Chiefs come out on top.
See, I kind of like Kansas City to cover this spread, and in all seriousness, like I picked against the Chiefs in week one, so not just right. Doing it because I'm on here with you guys, but I am going to pick the Chiefs here in this game. Because I think if we look back, and I know you make a good point, right, that who have they beaten the first 2 weeks, like the Dolphins and the Cardinals, two of the worst teams in the NFL, right? They were really impressive in beating the Dolphins, but Miami does look like it belongs like more in the ACC Coastal than in the AFC East.
No doubt.
But
what
Baltimore did this last weekend, yeah, they're just the worst team I've ever seen. I think they're going to go 0-16 as an aside. But last weekend, guys, the Cardinals should have beaten the Ravens in Baltimore. Like, Cliff Kingsbury kicked 3 field goals inside the 5-yard line. Mike Leach has got to be watching that in Pullman thinking, what the hell is my former quarterback doing here, not being aggressive and going for touchdowns? They lost the game by 6. They kicked 3 field goals inside the 5-yard line. Kyler Murray threw for 350 yards in his second NFL game on the road at this supposed great Ravens defense. So when I handicap this game, I think this. If Kyler Murray on the road in game 2 of his career was able to put up 350 on this Ravens secondary, which is not healthy right now, what's Patrick Mahomes going to do in the home opener at Arrowhead? I'm looking to lay it with the Kansas City Chiefs, guys. I feel pretty good about it. I feel the number is short. And I did like the under when it was up around 55.5 points, but it's back down to 52 now. So I think there's no value anymore on the total. So I'm going to look to lay it, guys, with the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday against the Ravens.
So, Nick, you mentioned the home opener in there. Does that factor in when you're betting games, having a big-time event like that and players getting up for having that home opener type of experience?
Absolutely. And again, like, I'm not just saying this because I'm on with you guys. Like, Arrowhead is one of the best home field advantages in the league. It's been that way since I started watching football in 1990 and the Chiefs lost to the Dolphins on a Pete Stojanovic field goal in the playoffs that year. But, you know, Arrowhead's an unbelievable place. The fans in Kansas City are obviously awesome. It's the sea of red. They're really loud. It's one of the best home field advantages in the league. And then I think you pair that with the fact that it's the home opener, and I think that is a major, major advantage for the Chiefs. And I know the Ravens played really well in this game last year. Different deal, though. Different players on defense. And Mahomes looks even better than he did last year. I find it hard to believe that the Ravens are going to be able to keep within striking distance in this game. I don't think it's going to be like a laugh or blowout type game, but I do like the Chiefs to cover that spread.
I saw you on Twitter. You were having a little problem with that over-under line. So why would you stay away from that one?
Well, I really liked it when it was up to 55.5 because my initial handicap of the game was I think the Ravens are not going to try and match them score for score because I have to think that John Harbaugh knows, right, that, like, even if they try and do that and even if they do put points on the board, ultimately, like, you can't do that against this Chiefs team that can just, when Mahomes can have a touchdown pass called back due to holding and then 3rd and 22 the next play throw another touchdown pass.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can play score for score with this team. So I'm kind of thinking, like, okay, maybe we'll see what the Ravens did last year, right? Ground and pound. Like, they should have won that game last year against the Chiefs at Arrowhead. You know, that the great Mahomes pass to Tyreek Hill, and then they win the game in overtime. But I think it's a different Ravens defense. I don't know that the Ravens are going to be able to stop them. Like, again, Kyler Murray lit them up last week, and they should have lost to the Cardinals. So I think the Chiefs are going to put up those points. So I initially leaned towards the under at 55.5. Now it's down to 52. I think the Chiefs are going to score 30. I think they're going to cover the spread. It's probably going to land right around the number. So it's tough for me to have a ton of confidence in that total now either way.
All right, Nick, another type of game that's going to pique our interest here in Kansas City may have some effect on the postseason for the Chiefs. It's the Chargers taking on the Texans this week. Who do you like?
You know, I think it's a really, really, really tough game to call. And look, if I'm a Chiefs fan, like, I don't know how worried you need to be about the L.A. Chargers at this point. You know, there are a couple things that really dismayed you from the Chargers last week. You know, first off, it's like the kicking situation never ends in L.A. or San Diego, wherever the hell they play. They can play on the moon, and they still can't get a guy that can make field goals. Rivers threw a really disturbing interception at the end of that game. And, you know, that vaunted pass rush, Bosa and Ingram, couldn't get anywhere near Matthew Stafford last week. Mm-hmm. So, like, the Chargers are a good team. Like, and I'm not trying to insinuate that they're not or they're not going to, like, be in the hunt, you know, come December, come Christmas time. But the Chiefs are the better team. So I don't know if Chiefs fans really need to worry about the Chargers this year, like winning the AFC West like they had to worry about it last year. As for this game, I think it's really tough. I think the number's right where it needs to be. It's actually one of the games that I'm not going to bet on this week because I really don't have a feel for it. I guess I would take the Chargers only because that Texans offensive line is so bad and Bosa and Ingram should have a bounce back game. Deshaun Watson's running for his life. If he makes it through 16 games, guys, he should replace Hugh Jackman and be the new Wolverine in the X-Men movie because he's a superhero. I don't see it happening. So I would take the Chargers, but I don't feel confident about it.
All right, Thursday night football. We got a crazy one. Everybody's watching what's going to happen with Jalen Ramsey. Will he play? Won't he play? They say he's going to play. If he's close to being traded, they're fools to play him. Tennessee, Jacksonville, maybe those two cities think it's a rivalry game, but a game for a lot of people that doesn't have a lot of interest now has a ton of interest because of the Jalen Ramsey factor. Where are you going in this one?
I like how we say, like the Jaguars would be fools to play Jalen Ramsey. You know, this is an organization that extended Blake Bortles, that took Leonard Fournette over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson when those guys were still on the board. So I don't think that this organization is particularly good, this Jaguars organization, right? And I look at this game tonight, and normally I like to take the hashtag primetime home underdogs, and the Jaguars are an underdog in this game tonight in primetime. I don't think I can do it this week. I feel like this Jaguars team is pretty close to imploding, and they played well last week, and it seemed like that two-point conversion last week that they called to try and win the game last week, it kind of felt like the last hurrah for the season. And I'm not trying to be dramatic when I say that, only 2 weeks into the season, but they've got a rookie quarterback now. Like, I think the season's over for the Jaguars. You trade Jalen Ramsey, like, you're packing it in, and it's done already, which is sad with the Nick Foles injury. So I think Mike Vrabel is a significantly better coach than Doug Marrone. So I kind of lean towards the Titans. I don't like to do that, to take road teams A on Thursday night or B in primetime slots in general, but I would lay it with the Titans tonight. The play I feel better about is under. If you can get under 40 for the game, I think the first half's going to go under. I don't think we're going to see a lot of points early in this game, maybe as the second half progresses. So I would look for that angle a little more than the spread. I would take the Titans, and I lean towards the under. Tough to see a lot of points being scored in this game.
Nick Kostos, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Go Chiefs. Let's get the Sea of Red going on Sunday and win some money. Wishing you and all the listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, and the very best of luck.
There you go. That's it. Wow.
That's a Hallmark
card.
That is
fantastic.
One of those shoebox
groups. Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Again, you can go check out Nick. You better you bet every night on the Radio.com app. Give him a listen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.